hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. And I just want to remind people again, by the way. And Debbie Morrow is as busy as, what do they, how do they say it, a dog with two tails? Or is that a three-legged dog with no tail? I forget. But at any rate, a lot of people right now are out there buying Berkeys and Berkey lights. As well you should. We use one of these things in our home, and we have for the past 10 years. For the past 10 years, folks, every single day we use the Berkey water filtration system. Why? Because it gets stuff out of your water. Chlorine, fluoride, PCBs, stuff that you don't see that can adversely affect your health. But more importantly, this thing is you break it down, it takes you about 30 seconds to break the thing down, and it's completely portable. You can take it wherever you go. Okay, camping trip. What a pain it is to carry water around and transport water on a camping trip. Why do you do that? Well, because you want to make sure that the water's fresh and clear and clean. Well, yeah, but I'm going to be someplace where I'm going to be next to a river. Yeah, I've heard that story, and many critters come out of that water and infect your intestines and everything else. A lot of Boy Scout and Girl Scout leaders use Berkfields in the field because they know that it works, and they don't have to even bother. You know, when the water isn't in the Berkey, it's light as a feather, and it's easily transportable. And for the home use, outstanding. In its water filtration capacity, doesn't use any electricity. Now, the Berkey light does come with a lighted base. For emergency lighting, it's got the LEDs in the base. Really makes the unit look really, really nice. But aside from that, if you just want to use it as a night light, you can use it at night with the provided AC adapter. Now, normally, these things go for $279. We've got it on special for $259, but we're not done there. You get one of two free gifts with that, either two sports bottles, and these are the same technology. You can filter lake, river, pond water, stagnant water, it doesn't matter. You have one of these in your car, and no matter if you have to squeeze water out of a dirty sponge, it doesn't matter because you can filter it and drink it. Or you can get the PF2 filters, the post filters, to go on the existing Berkey filters that will filter everything out of your water. I mean, dramatically reduces any leads in the water, any carcinogen stuff. I mean, just gets rid of all of it. And it's a healthier way to drink water. And a lot of people don't think that way. They're still out there buying bottled water, which is nothing but purified city water. But how well do you know that it's purified, and why are you spending the money for it? Okay, spend the money, get a couple of bottles, you know, of the $1.99 bottle of water, and drink that water and save the bottle. And when you need water, just fill up the little water bottles, and there you go. You can take it anywhere. At any rate, there is a ton of reasons for having one of these Berkeys. And one of the best reasons is now that it's on sale, and this is the cheapest price you will find it anywhere. So give us a call here at 800-724-2719. Take advantage of that. Or if you don't want the lighted base, okay, you don't want the lighted base, guess what? You get the Berkey light without the lighted base for $209, and you still get the two free gifts, either the sport bottles, two sport bottles, or a set of PF2 post filters. You can't beat the deal, folks, anywhere. 800-724-2719. Back with news and information right after this.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Oh, I just loved this one today. Picked up the Austin Un-American Statesman. I just love calling that paper that and their liberal views. And especially when I called the editor and talked to him about, you know, why don't you cover Ron Paul? You know, there's a lot of people in Texas don't even know who Ron Paul is because, well, they're not politically active or they got their head in the sand or whatever. And after I got done talking with his editor, he says, I don't think I want to talk with you. And I said, well, I already knew that when I called you, but, hey, I had to do it. And it's just some of the – and again, I don't want to fall into that political trap, but, I mean, it's a liberal newspaper. And to me, liberalism means not using the Constitution. And that could be said of the supposed conservative people out there as well. All right, so don't feel picked on. But I saw this story today, and this is Hillary Clinton. God help me. Lord, send her to hell as fast as you can, okay? Under Clinton, health insurance proof would be required for work. Now, Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton said Tuesday that a mandate requiring every American to purchase health insurance was the only way to achieve universal health care, but she rejected the notion of a punitive measures to force individuals into the health care system. Well, thank you, Hillary, you twit. At this point, she says, we don't have anything punitive that we have proposed We're providing incentives and tax credits, which we think will be very attractive to the vast majority of Americans. She said she could envision a day when you have to show proof to your employer that you're insured as part of a job interview, like when your kid goes to school and has to show proof of vaccination. But she said such details we've worked out through negotiations with Congress. Clinton unveiled her health care plan Monday in Iowa, promising to bring coverage to every American by building on a current employer-based system and using tax credits to make insurance more affordable. Clinton, you little liar. If you really were interested in health care in this country, you would go after the government itself that has helped the health providers and insurance companies just absolutely rape people. Okay? You hypocrite. Folks, I don't hate anybody in this world, but I'm real close to that with Hillary Clinton because I know that what the little communist is really all about. I mean, she is a stone cold slash socialist communist at heart. I mean, and I know that. At any rate, on Tuesday, Clinton began airing a 30-second ad statewide in Iowa and New Hampshire promoting her new health care plan. The ad reminds viewers of her failed effort to pass universal health care in the early 1990s. And again, talk about a socialistic program that does not work. That's why when they did it in Canada, the people that could come across the border and come down to the U.S. and get health care, they did. Because it was absolutely a disaster in Canada. But have they done anything about it? No, they haven't. Now, she changed our thinking when she introduced universal health care to America, the ad announcer says. Yeah. The ad also highlights her support as senator for an expanded children's health insurance program and for more affordable vaccines. Her health care plan would require every American to buy health insurance, offering tax credits and subsidies to help. And subsidies, we'll subsidize those that can't afford it. That means I've got to be paying for somebody's health care. Yeah, that's socialism. You know, chicken in every pot. If you got two and the neighbor doesn't have one, you got to give them one of your chickens. I don't hate my neighbors, but I'll be hung upside down in a bucket of boiling water if I am going to give them one of my chickens. Okay? You dumb cluck. No. She has a health care plan to let you keep your coverage if you like it, provides affordable choices if you don't, and covers every American. Now, the ad also continues her campaign effort to appropriate the mantle of change away from the rivals Barack Obama and John Edwards. Well, she can distance herself from the other communists as much as she wants to. Folks, the human body is a wonderful thing. Given the proper diet and proper exercise, you can live a pretty healthy life. And I'm not saying that it's not going to be devoid of diseases or, you know, trauma or whatever to your body. No, that's not guaranteed. But the issue is that proper nutrition, folks, there is no proper nutrition anymore. How can you have proper nutrition out of food that has no nutritional value in it? Hillary, get real. Why don't you go after corporations and pumping out this pablum that might look good, might taste good, but it's got no nutritional value? Why don't you go start talking to the farmers about the chemical stuff that they poured into the ground and it's just burned it out, and there's no nutritional value of the food coming out of it? Why don't you go after the healthcare industry and government ties that have helped to boost healthcare costs in this country to an unaffordable level? No, she's not going to do that. She doesn't want to mix it up, and she doesn't want to make political enemies. She just wants to be a little communist and have done with it. Hillary, I hate you, okay? I don't say that. I don't hate hardly anybody in this life. Now, as a matter of fact, I don't really hate them because I learned a long time ago that saps the good, positive energy out of you when you devote time to hating something or something. I really don't hate Hillary. I just wish she was dead. Is that hate speech? I don't know, but that's just personally the way I feel. I'll tell you what, let's go to the phones here. And I can say the same thing about George Bush, so you see, it's nonpartisan. At any rate, Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Am I on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Yep. I didn't hear the bell thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to order a Berkey, the deal that you have and stuff like that, and I went through the process except for the paying of it because there's nothing on that page that says, you know, whether you choose the two sport bottles or PF? Or is
PF,
it?
The PF,
PF2.
PF2 filters, yes.
Yeah, so do I need to call the 724 number?
Yeah, just give us a call, and I'll make that correction on there. Just call the 800-724-2719.
Okay, will do.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Don. Appreciate your call. Bob in Texas. Hello, Bob.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm not a Hillary Clinton fan myself.
Mm-hmm.
However, something you just said, you said that you wouldn't give a chicken to your neighbor.
That's right. Not forced by government. I would out of my own heart or my own generosity, but not forced by government to do so. That's
okay,
right.
Okay, well, you might have answered the second part, because you rely on contributions from the people to run your network.
Not really.
Because,
Bob, let me ask you a question. Have you ever contributed to this network? Be honest. No.
No, the answer is yes.
You have? Okay,
I
good.
I have.
All right, very good. Well, I appreciate that. Donations for this network are almost non-existent. So that forced me to do other things to bring funding into this network. And Bob, sometimes it gets bad enough, and I'm not singling one person out. They'll pick out a show or a statement that somebody said, and they'll use that as an excuse not to support the network and the work that it's doing.
Well, my point was I was going to try to bring up a contradiction, but I didn't think you could deal with it properly, but you did, okay? Because the way I interpret it is that you wouldn't give a chicken if the government forced you to do it.
That's right.
But if it came from just as a human thing, you would.
Absolutely.
So that's what you're relying on when it comes to the people out here who contribute.
Well, and I, like I said, I'm not relying on that because the donations have almost all but dried up. And I'm going to take that as not that we're doing a horrible job or people don't think that we're worth it. They're just trying to hang on to their money. And I would prefer them to do that if we have something of value to them on this network, a product or a service. Hey, spend the money. Or if there's an advertised product on this network, support the advertiser, buy a product from them. And I'm never doing another pledge drive for this network because I want people to keep their money and put it where they want to put it. And I've not pushed that. But no, I'm not a cold-hearted son of a gun. And when I've seen people in need before, I've helped them. I've come to their aid. I've come to their rescue. I mean, sometimes they're in life-threatening situations. I've done that. People that are hungry. Bob, my mother taught me a good lesson when I was younger. And there was always, and you're probably too young for this, but back in the 60s, you know, when hobos were hobos, and I'm not talking about just people just hanging out in street corners, and you see 90% of them, if they really wanted to, they could go to work. Austin is just absolutely rife with them. They live under the bridges, they do whatever, and there might be other reasons why they're out there, but the majority of them, if they wanted to clean themselves up, get off the alcohol and the drugs, and pick up a job and work for themselves and provide for themselves, they could. Now, a lot of these people aren't on welfare, so they're not on the government teat per se, but they're still not doing for themselves. And I've even given to some of those people, if I see that they have physical ailments. I remember pulling up in a two-lane thing at a light one time, and there was a guy standing out on the side of the road with a sign that says, need money for food. And I thought, yeah, okay, well, he looks pretty healthy. Well, the car moved that was in the next lane. The guy only had one leg. And I gave him the money I had in my pocket, and I told him, I said, put this to good use. Make it last as long as you can. I'm not a cold-hearted guy, but what I don't like and what I don't want to see is just people just sucking off of other people because they can.
I like your answer, John.
All right, Bob. Well, I appreciate your call.
Bye.
Thank you. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hi.
Hi, Henry.
Okay, yeah, that was an interesting conversation you just had. I was thinking this, though. What about some of those European countries, though, that were people that get a great A-plus average, and they put them into college for free? Because I think we should do that, especially if they have good grades.
Okay, hold on. That's a good question. Let me rattle that around in my brain cage for the next 3 minutes. And we'll come back and we'll tackle that one. We'll be back right after this, folks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Boy, sometimes when that song comes on, I just want to leave it go. At any rate, I've got Robbie Noel on the line here for just a few minutes. Callers, hang on, and we'll get to all of your calls in the order in which you called in. Mr. Noel.
How are you doing, Mr. Stadtmuller?
Well, I understand you've been as busy as a dog with, what is that, two tails or three?
Yeah, well, I can't even count anymore. But we sold out of the German marks, and that hasn't happened in a long time.
Well, you sound a little weary.
I'm weary.
Weary.
Jeez.
Not weary, weary.
It got so crazy, I had to order pizza in today. Usually I can, you know, get out of the office for an hour or two and enjoy the fine 90-degree weather in the Valley of the Sun, but the phone hasn't stopped ringing all day.
I'm sorry. Wait, are you complaining?
No.
Oh, okay. I just thought I'd ask that question. just as predicted, and Robbie, I don't make too many predictions on my program, but I think it was last Tuesday with Bob Chapman, and you were on the air with us. I said, folks, I'm going to guarantee you by the end of this month, gold is going to be at 7.25. What's it at today, Robbie?
Well, today, I mean, a number, if you're a student of history, today will go down in history. It's the first time in 26 years that the loonie, otherwise known as the Canadian dollar, achieved parity with the U.S. dollar. Gold hit a 27-year high, and it's just a matter of time before we make an announcement concerning the value of the U.S. dollar hitting a historical low. Dollar got hammered today. It was off 71 basis points, blew right through resistance at 79.17, closed at U.S. dollar index, closed at 78.48. Next support levels at 77.94, and there's not many analysts out there that don't think that the dollar's going to blow right through that. Where it goes after that point is anybody's guess, and if anybody was listening to Ron Paul questioning Ben Bernanke today, you'll also come to the conclusion that Mr. Bernanke he knows what's going on.
Sure he does.
But they're sticking by the standard line that it's in the best interest of the United States to have a strong currency. But I think overnight, the announcement by the Saudis that they are looking at depegging from the dollar, because they basically are losing their collective sheets, because everything oil's priced in dollars, and as the dollar's been plunging, obviously they are taking a hit. So there was a lot of negative dollar sentiment today. Subsequently, gold hit a high in today of almost $740. We closed up $11 at $733. Silver was the big winner of the day. Silver got up to $13.56, closed at $13.41. And the writing's on the wall. I mean, fortunately for the listeners to this program, they know about it. But the larger unwashed out there are still completely clueless about what's going on.
Well, and they're going to remain that way because there's really no way for them to get accurate information because they have absolutely no idea where to go to get it. And
no, because they believe conventional wisdom.
Well, and I was watching that very same thing this morning. And Bernanke, the arrogance of him. Did you see his body language? He's sitting there like a bored school child with his chin in his palm looking at Ron Paul and a smirk on his face when it was time for Ron Paul to start querying him. If you notice, Ron Paul didn't ask him a whole lot of questions. He made his statement. And Bernanke just sat there with this disinterested look on his face. I mean, it was horrible. I mean, just to sit there and watch it. I mean, if I was Ron Paul, I would have climbed over that podium and shook him.
You know? I think every Federal Reserve chairman that is called before U.S. Congress to testify as to the state of the economy all has great trepidation when it comes to the round of questioning, and they call on the Honorable Ron Paul because they know what they're going to get. They're going to get taken to the woodshed, and they just sit there, and it was like he was beating a seal. I use that analogy far too much, but it was. He was beating him like a baby seal,
yep.
And the best response that he could give was the standard line. That, yes, we are concerned about inflation, and the Fed's mandate is to, you know, obviously try and curtail runaway inflation, and runaway inflation is bad, and yes, we support a strong dollar. But today, it seems without question that the euro has almost overnight taken over the role of the world's reserve currency.
Well, Robbie, hang on a second through the break, if you would. I know you got to prep and clean up a lot of details before you come on this network. Next hour, The Flip Side with Mr. Robbie Noel. But hang on just a couple of seconds. And callers, For those that I've left waiting in queue, Henry, just hang on. Don't go anywhere. I'll get back to you. John, Phil, and others, we'll get to you right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Next Thursday, I'm going to have Danny Schlechter on. He is a producer, TV producer, done a lot of producing, directing. He is coming on next Thursday, and we're going to talk to him about another movie that's out about credit cards, and it's called In Debt We Trust. I just love it. Robbie, I wanted to ask you, since you're out of the British sovereigns, what are you offering the listeners out there?
No, we got British sovereigns in. We sold out of the German marks.
Okay, you got the sovereigns in, but you sold
out. Yeah.
You know, and I thought that was kind of ironic that we have Weimar Republic gold Deutschmarks. And we've been using the example of Weimar Republic before the disintegration and the rise of Hitler. In Nazi Germany, and for people to actually be able to buy gold marks before what? What was it, 1913?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, the British sovereigns, I'm sorry to cut you off here. I know you're real busy and you got to prep for your show here in 25 minutes. But when somebody calls you today at 800-691-7898, what kind of package can they get from you?
Well, just got notified about an hour ago that a new shipment of brilliant uncirculated British sovereigns have landed. Right now, you're looking at British sovereigns running $198 a piece.
Okay.
Which is pretty much still a serious discount to the quarter ounce American Gold Eagle, which is now trading at 207. So, yeah, the British, without question, and I'm not being biased on this, the British sovereign, without question, in my opinion, is still the best value for money out there when it comes to fractional gold.
Okay. Well, I think...
So we got a bunch of them, $198. They can give me a call, 800-691-7898.
All right, Robbie, I appreciate it. I knew you were busy today, but I could hear it in your voice that you've been working overtime. So
yes.
I'll let you go and re-energize for 25 minutes, and you'll be on right after me, directly after me on this network, The Flip Side with Mr. Robbie Noel. Robbie, thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Stadmiller.
Okay, sir. I appreciate it very much. Let's go back to the calls here. And Henry, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Henry.
Yeah, hello. What I said about the European countries in respect to what you were saying earlier before you got to Mr. Gold there, that's fascinating too with him. It seemed like, for instance, with Japan and even Germany and even Scandinavia, socialists and non-socialists, they seem to technologically. You know, like we as a nation should technologically compete with them rather than having some of these people that run the country think we should compete among ourselves and against the third world and within each other to be better people. I think it's more important we be scientific and technologically and economically high standard of living and sophisticated. Doesn't mean you have to be totally socialist like France or be communist like what Russia used to be
right.
to do so. And I think that if we have college students here who have an A- or A+, they should go to, especially with our own people, not all this immigrant junk, they should go to college, get scholarships and go to college for free, not have $50,000 debts because of some older people running, either the presidency or whatever, think it's good for them because they work hard to build their character.
Henry, and in principle, I've got to disagree with that because,
Well, I don't mean funded by the federal government.
Yeah.
I'm talking state.
Okay, even state. I mean, state is state.
Well, we still have to compete with Germany and Japan scientifically.
Okay, but we were the world's leader in brains. Our
college, oh, really?
Yeah.
When was that? I'd like to know that. When? I'm not being sarcastic.
Well, just, when?
Yeah.
Not too many years ago, we didn't have any problem turning out qualified people from our universities. The tuitions weren't as high as they are right now. Everything being equal, if you had the brains and you wanted to work hard, even if you didn't have help from your mother or father with tuition, you were able to work a part-time job, go to school. If you really wanted your degree in whatever field you were going after, congratulations, you could graduate from college and get a decent job.
That's true. Maybe the tuitions might have been a little more reasonable, but even back in the 20s, we found a lot of things that Hitler had in his Germany and even France, and I think some things with, Japan, I guess they got blown up overboard. But they were technologically more advanced than we were. I'm talking way back in the 20s.
Well,
there was too much religious stuff in this country, and we need to be more scientific, practical, and sophisticated, not necessarily have a lose any freedoms at all. See, I don't compromise that because there's this or that. Or civilization, therefore we should just give up our constitutional rights. That's what these old Illuminati bat idiots think. They think there should be some principle of one way or the other.
No, and I understand that, and I appreciate
it. It doesn't have to be.
Henry, I appreciate what you're saying here, but let me speak, and let me get my thoughts out so you can comment on it or agree or disagree or whatever. All things being equal, the educational system in this country sucks. Okay, we're graduating kids from school, and it's kind of this collectivist little environment. We can't hurt Bobby or Susie because they're stupid, or they need special classes or whatever. And I'm not picking on children for special education needs. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the grading curve, and that we because we are going to hurt their little feelings, that we got to fail them. Well, you know what? I got a news flash for you here. I had to repeat the eighth grade because I didn't care and I wasn't paying attention. And I had to repeat the eighth grade. They didn't pass me on to the ninth grade, not to hurt my feelings. They just looked at me and said, kid, you're not applying yourself and we're holding you back. But having said that, in the school system we have right now, they're not even ready for college. Even if they pass the grades and they have good grades coming out of high school, they're in no way prepared for college. And on the tuition thing and everything else, all of those things combined, you know, even at state level, I'm of two minds on this. Yeah, we're kind of getting beat up technologically out there because we're not churning out the engineers. We're going to India now. We're getting our doctors from India. We're getting our engineers from India or other foreign countries. We're not going to compete in this global environment. Okay, educational or any other area until we start focusing on what makes a society work. Okay, so I'm just saying that given the present circumstance, what you're describing here is the Hegelian dialectic, is thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, that, well, because of this problem we have now, we've got to go to extraordinary lengths to make sure. No. I don't agree with that. The basic fundamentals of education is still there. We've just not been practicing them.
But at the same time, see, that's another thing, too. Not you, but the mindset of these people in power think that we should always open up with something of some third world or some other race or something, that even the ones in Germany and Japan are not wrapped up. They always want to force that down Americans' throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like what you're saying there with India. Why? I would figure it would be better to get some sophisticated scientific or whatever from even something from Scandinavia or Germany or even Italy or even, you know, why would we pick? They just want to have the cheapest crap or the cheapest work, and pay a penny a buck, you know, an hour or whatever.
I understand.
And that's why we're becoming junk, you know, and this is long, long before now. I used to hear that same dumb talk in the 80s, and it was only us as a nation talking it, because I would talk to some people just before I went in high school. This is in the early 80s. And they would be people that would went to, you know, Switzerland and here and back and forth. And they would tell me that that our whole outlook is too much against our own people for their growth and development and standards as a human being and not in terms of Western civilization.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be really extremely socialist or communist to do that. You don't. It doesn't have to be either way. But there's too much with the wrong priorities. And I think it's run by all these people, you know, all these Illuminists, and theirs is more a philosophical, ideological crap and not practical and scientific.
Yeah, and what happens here, and Henry, I thank you for your call. I got a bunch of other callers I got to get to, otherwise they're going to be mad at me. And I'll say this, that we were at one time the richest country in the world, spiritually. I don't think there was anybody out there to compete with us on that level. Economically, there was certainly nobody that could touch us. We were resilient, self-reliant. We knew how to deal with problems, and we got on with living life and enjoying it. You know, life is real, real short. We spend a lot of time of our lives right now trying to recoup and trying to figure out ways. I mean, there's a lot of things that are on people's minds right now that shouldn't be there. And given an environment free of government intervention, free of their heavy taxation, free of the Illuminists trying to destroy this country through the higher learning educational outlets that we have, university, without them fooling around with a public fool system out there that's controlled by the FedGov, all of this stuff. I mean, if this is broken down per state and we had the real thinking people in there that were really interested in educating our children and giving them a first-class education with the money that's being used to educate these kids, a lot of that money is wasted, and it's wasted on teachers that shouldn't even have a teaching certificate. But this cookie-cutter approach, school-to-work program, or anything else, think like a Globo citizen and all that. No, that crap has to go. I'm sorry, I'm a nationalist. I believe in our own interest. I think we've demonstrated in the past we can achieve what we want to achieve. We can dream up any dream and make it a reality. And that was wholly and solely dependent on the brain trust and the brain power of our own people. That has been eliminated. I thank you for your call. John in Florida. Hello, John.
Yes. I guess the reason why I called was a previous caller talking about you were talking about donations. And I have... When you first got on the air, I did donate, And I have bought products in the past, and I just got off the phone with Sandra, and I'm going to buy this. This is such a good deal on the big Berkey with a light.
I'm telling
you. The PF2s.
Yep.
And I got my original Berkey when you were hosting for Alex. I don't know if his wife was having a baby. And you had brought the big Berkey. I think you sold it for $220. You did a special back around 2000.
That's
how I got my Berkey.
I was going to say, I can't even remember the last time I hosted the Alex Jones show.
Well, this is when you were with Genesis.
Oh, okay. That's been a while then, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how I got my original Berkey.
I'll be darned.
And, and people should support the network by buying products, not necessarily sending donations, but,
yeah. You
know, you've got good prices.
Well, and we've tried. This is what my mindset about that is, John. That we try to get the mostest for the absolute leastest out there for the people, and people don't understand that these advertisers that you hear on the air, you know, not everybody is going to avail themselves of the product or service, and we understand that. But by supporting those advertisers, those are the people that are paying us dollars every month to advertise their products on this network. And if I maintain a good core of advertisers on this network, well, then that means that I don't have to ask for donations. I want everybody to keep their money in their own pocket. I want this to be a freestanding entity. And people have come to our aid before in the past, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, because, quite frankly, we wouldn't have made it. This has been a struggle and a half. And the same market influences that influence everything out there in everyday life are the same influences that affect this network. So, folks, you know, it's just plain and simple. It takes a lot of money to run a radio network. And as long as we're out there giving the people what they need at the best price possible, they'll continue to support. But, you know, even if it's like a dollar or two higher for a product, you know, and it's from an outside source that has nothing to do with anything except that they're a private business, for gosh sake, spend that extra dollar or two and buy the product or service from this network. I mean, I vigilantly try to hawk everything that comes into this network and make sure that it's the best deal possible for people out there. So that is always first and foremost in my mind.
I've also bought products from the freeze-dry guy, and I listened to your first hour, and this is coming.
It is.
Yeah.
It's coming big time, and for people that haven't taken the time to listen to the program that I do with James Martinez, Cash Flow from 1 to 2 p.m., I recognized that there was a huge problem out there about people with credit cards. I went through it myself, so I know from personal experience, but there's millions and millions and millions and millions of people out there that absolutely do not know what to do with their credit cards. They're choking on the debt right now. And they can't even file bankruptcy and get rid of those credit cards. So let me finish here for a second. But at any rate, this show is going to be packaged, and that's going to be on. That's going to be syndicated throughout the United States. And I looked at it this way: this is going to be a great opportunity to get into the generally dumb public's mind about credit cards and the fallacy behind the credit cards, but also the Federal Reserve and the funny money system out there. This bastard has borne many bad babies, and I'm going to be up there on the air Monday through Friday with my co-host educating people about the real financial structure of this country. So that is a backdoor approach. One of the crucial things that we have to straighten out in this country is this funny money system that has been running our lives since 1913, almost 100 years ago. So I'm seizing this opportunity, because any which way that I can to educate anybody out there and to start lifting them up with knowledge. A mind really is a terrible thing to waste, folks, and so is a life.
I've got Aaron Russo's video, and I have made copies of that. And I'm 43, and I've never owned a credit card in my whole life.
Good deal. Hey, John.
Thank you.
I appreciate your call. Thanks. John in Texas. I got to roll here because we're running out of time. John?
Yes. Good afternoon.
Hi.
I wanted to comment on a couple of different things. First off is Hillary's insurance program that she's talking about.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I would like to know, and I'm sure that article that you read or the information where you got, it probably didn't address these issues, but you know, Social Security recipients, people that are disabled, year after year after year, we've been lied to about what the true inflation rate is and we've been cheated on our cost of living cola.
Yep.
And how are these people going to purchase insurance on their own when they can't even make ends meet because they've been so ripped off to start with?
Well, and that is the real question. See, and again, going to the heart and the core of this, you know, I am not an ogre. I believe that people should make their own way in life and that every once in a while they need help. And that's why we had strong communities before, and that's why the church was at the center of these communities, because if you lost your job, you lost your home, you didn't have insurance on your home, your house burnt down, you lost your job, you could literally go to your church. That was your welfare system right there. You could go to your church. They would get you on your feet. They would point you in the right direction, pat you on your behind, say, there you go, kid. Have at it. Go get them. But now we're in a perpetual state of welfare state, and that mentality, people are walking around in this country today figuring they've got things coming and they ain't got to do anything to get it. You know what? These people can go straight to hell. They can starve as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I agree with you 100%, and that's another thing is Henry from Connecticut.
Hang on 1 second. I'll take the break here. Phil and Gene, hang on. I'll get to your calls as well. We'll take the break here. We've got to do this rapidly. We only have 4.5 minutes on the other side. We'll take this break and be right back with you.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Go ahead, John in Texas. Go ahead and finish up quickly, sir.
Okay. For example, Henry calls in and you know, he calls in and makes a suggestion on a lot of different programs I've noticed, comparing America to other foreign countries.
Can't do that.
Well, we can't be concerned about them right now, number one. And number two, what he is suggesting is another social program mm-hmm. that the taxpayers would have to pay for.
Let me put it to you this way, John. I still have hope for Henry. That's why I keep allowing him to call into the program. He reminds me of one of these guys that they're almost there, but they don't quite get it yet.
I mean, we're in a survival mode. I mean, we're just around the corner from living, all of us,
yep.
you know, from living under expressways.
That's right.
We can't be concerned about what other people are doing and Baja whining because we don't have the same thing they do. It's time for us to get our act together and figure out what we're going to do about next month, next week.
Yep.
You know?
I agree. I agree with you, John.
And with Hillary's program, another thing, another issue that was not addressed is who is going to pay for all of the wetbacks?
There you go. Oh, you mean
insurance.
You mean the 36 to 42 million that they haven't thrown out of here yet? Good question.
Right. And I'm not being I'm not trying to be racist or anybody who comes across the southern border, I don't care where they came from, whether
That's
they
right.
came from Central America, South America, whether they came from Mexico, if they came across the Rio Grande River, they're a wetback.
There you go.
And that's what President Eisenhower called them. And there wouldn't be all this confusion about immigration if we didn't call them illegal immigrants or they're wetbacks.
I understand. Hey, John, thanks for your call. Your points are points have been made. Appreciate your call. Phil in Texas. Hello, Phil. Hi.
John, I got a question for you. Could you give a brief scenario, say, from what I've been hearing, if the dollar tanks, exactly what takes place as far as people who have mortgages?
The response to that question is going to take too long. I would invite you to listen in next Tuesday, and if you have the time, give me a call. And to remind me if I forget your question, but Tuesday is Bob Chapman Day with one of the world's leading economic advisors, and that question is better suited for that program and that day. I thank you.
Can I ask one more question?
Quickly.
Do you advertise this Out in 90 program? I've called them and talked to them a little bit, but have you had any feedback from individuals that have tried that and now?
Out in 90, I've had no negative response, none at all. And a lot of times, if people experience positive results, you never hear from them. But make them angry, and man, they'll never leave you alone. But no, I haven't got anything negative off of it.
Great, thank you, John.
You're welcome. Yeah, tune in next Tuesday, folks. Gene in Texas, you got the last word in about 45 seconds. No, he's not there. Well, you should have taken it off my screen. But that's okay. There's the bumper music. At any rate, join us tomorrow, folks. What is today? Wednesday or Thursday? Today is Thursday. Oh, Friday already. So much fun. Not enough time when you're pedaling as fast as you can. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Appreciate all your calls out there and the listenership. We got some great listeners out there. Salt of the earth people. Just want to see this republic restored in all of its glory. It was glorious, folks, because we built it and we made it that way. That's right, you and I, the lowly little middle class that's being squeezed like the proverbial grape. You know, they can't get any more money out of a turnip or blood, and we're about turnipped. At any rate, join us tomorrow.